Take heart, my dear heart dwellers. The Lord laughs at those who think they can outsmart him. Upon waking this morning, I went to check the time, and there on my phone was a declaration by Associated Press that stated Joe Biden was our new president. It sounded official enough, but in fact has no legal substance, since this is far from being endorsed by the legal authorities of this nation, not the press, or as Hannity on Fox News calls them, the media mob. By the way, he is an excellent source, revealing only the tip of the iceberg of widespread voter fraud, even showing clips taken at the polls to substantiate the reports of widespread tampering with the ballots. Then I pulled a Rhema card, and the reading was, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." That's Psalm 37, verse 7. So I celebrated the Lord's Supper for President Trump, and just after that, I heard the Lord's voice in my heart speaking to him. Jesus began, "My son, these are the things I told you about before you came into office. I told you that you would resemble me and my passion. And now in this hour, it is coming to pass. I have protected you and continue to protect you, for all of hell has pitted itself against you and this nation. All your life, I have been preparing you for this time, for it is your destiny. Now you hang on the cross with me as all the world abandons you, throwing slander, libel, and heaping all manner of outright lies and filth upon you. You have defended my role for this nation, for it is one nation under God, and for this you share in the dignity of wearing the crown of scorns I too must wear, even at this hour. But be of good cheer, be strengthened, continue on in courage, for your God defends you and will bring to pass the victory I have promised you. Do you know that you and I are a majority? Do you know that I cannot be divided and I'm here with you, living in your heart at your right hand? Yes, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is beside you and in your heart. And if I am for you, who can be against you? We are a majority, and nothing can conquer what I have ordained for you. I only ask that you continue to believe, and that your staff and all Christians can accompany you in your passion and hold up your arms as you raise your staff over this nation. I have appointed you priest and prophet to deliver my people into the promised land. I call upon all Christians to unite behind you now and lift up your arms made holy by my will and contend for this nation and its proper heritage. America, you are yet destined for great things. America, your leader will rise again, and this nation will excel in holiness and wisdom, influencing the whole world to return to truth. This is my last effort to bring all men unto me before my Father unleashes the wrath that will cleanse your world of evildoers. I am gathering my chicks under my wings through you as a mother goose gathers her goslings. We will triumph, and this nation will have its day. Courage, my son. Though all forsake you, I will never forsake you. Take this word to your heart, even as my mother treasured my words to her deep within her heart, and they gave her strength to endure my bloody passion. For she knew what I had promised her would soon come to pass. And I just want to make a note here that in Celtic spirituality, Ireland, Scotland, the wild goose is a symbol for the Holy Spirit. So the Lord is going beyond the stereotypical vision of America as being the eagle. And he is calling her a goose with goslings, or that is a reflection of the substance of how Donald Trump is being led through the Holy Spirit of God. So let us stand beside our president, comforting him in his passion, even comforting our Lord as he suffers with him. And let us support him with prayer and fasting, and declaring our faith in God to bring about his plan for this nation. Amen.